Australia's eastern coastline is set to get a battering over the next few days as stormy conditions create powerful ocean swells. And climate scientists say we need to brace for more frequent events like this. Research published in Nature Climate Change predicts that half of the world's coastlines will see increased wave damage if global temperatures rise by more than 1.5 degrees. Isabel Rowe has more.
The swell is already picking up on Sydney's eastern beaches as a low pressure system in the Tasman Sea moves closer to the coast.
It is going to be windy though, and that's going to slowly move up the coast over the next couple of days.
And so the warning's in place today?
Yeah, for both the north and the south.
Keen surfers and ocean swimmers have been warned.
6 metres on the Bureau's forecast I saw last night, so it's a huge sea state generated by a very intense low-pressure system.
University of New South Wales Professor Matthew England is both an ocean swimmer and an oceanographer.
We're expecting under global warming for these storm systems to become more intense, so we're expecting to see more of these very intense low-pressure systems that generate huge sea states.
The impending weather makes research published today in the journal Nature Climate Change particularly timely. The research has found that if the planet's temperature trajectory continues, by the end of the 21st century, waves will be bigger and start crashing to shore in slightly different directions. Griffith University PhD researcher Joao Mori is the paper's lead author.
Those are likely to have a significant impact on the coastlines we see today, the shape of the coastlines.
The paper compares the impact of a 1.5 degree temperature rise with a 2 degree rise. Joao Mori says the difference is significant.
If we keep warming to 2 degrees, we will see this change happening. If we limit warming below 1.5 degrees, changes become much less severe and we cannot distinguish them from the natural variability, which means the natural state of the climate.
The power of larger than usual waves is already evident. Professor Matthew England remembers the damage caused to the New South Wales coast by 3 metre swells 3 years ago.
A lot of our infrastructure, a lot of our buildings, a lot of people want to live by the sea. You know, we're seeing that infrastructure getting hit by big storms and massive damage. I noticed the walkway near Bronte Beach there was closed for a couple of years. It got smashed by a storm and it took such a long time to repair.
Joao Mori says scientists have long warned of the effect of climate change on sea levels, but he explains staying in control of wave heights is an additional challenge.
What this shows is, together with sea level rise alone is only half the story, and if we only adapting to sea level rise, we might have very costly maladaptation measures.
The Paris Climate Agreement's long-term goal is to keep warming to 1.5 degrees.
Isabel Rowe reporting.